This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And essentially, the next steps are the Senate will take a vote. And that vote will either go one of two ways. The Senate will vote to convict Donald Trump. In that case, the impeachment resolution will pass through the Senate. And the object of that will be to disqualify Donald Trump from holding any future office. The other way that the Senate vote could go is that it won't get up. The Democrats won't get the numbers to get this thing through. It will fail, and Trump will ultimately be acquitted, just as he was with the impeachment process that he faced about 12 months ago.
So, what's the word on the street as far as the numbers are concerned? Because often people have a bit of an idea of how this might play out. I would imagine. Before you answer this, I would imagine it is probably closer than it was the first time that the impeachment took place.
It certainly is. You have to remember this time there have been some Republicans who've come out publicly and said that the former president needs to be held accountable, and the most prominent example of that has probably been Liz Cheney. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter, who was actually censured recently by the Republican Party for calling Trump out. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also suggested that the president needs to be held accountable for what happened at the Capitol building on January the 6th. But personally, I don't think that the Democrats will enjoy as much Republican support for this as they would like. I don't think they're going to get their two-thirds majority through to force that acquittal, but the numbers could fall very closely. But the important thing to consider here is that Republicans are very conscious about who's looking at them and how they might vote and what that means for their political fortunes down the track, because the GOP is not the party of old, and Trumpism is still very much the driving force in Republican politics. So we'll have to wait about 4 days to see how the numbers play out by the time the Senate decision is made.
So roughly when will this be happening for us to be able to see what's going on? Will this be tomorrow or overnight?
The process will start overnight, Australia time, but there's approximately 4 days allowed for each, a total of 4 days where each side gets about 2 8-hour sessions to put forward their case about why they think the president should be acquitted, or on the other side of the fence, why he should be convicted. So we're looking at probably Friday, maybe Saturday, Australia time, before we start to see where this is all heading.
So I didn't realise that the process was that there are actually lawyers involved in this, or I would imagine it's lawyers that get to speak on behalf of Donald Trump?
Well, apparently the former president himself isn't appearing. He's exercising his right not to appear. So I imagine this will be a lawyer's picnic. Certainly the Democrats are confident, and I'm not a constitutional lawyer here, but from what I understand, the Democrats are very confident in their argument and the constitutional basis of it, and that the Senate does have the power to disqualify Trump from holding further office in the future. But essentially, the defence, the argument, will be prosecuted by lawyers in the background making the case. The senators then to vote in whichever particular way that they will on the day.
And I see that lawyers for Donald Trump have actually responded to the impeachment charges in the news today, saying that his supporters stormed the Capitol building of their own accord. So I would imagine this is probably going to be a key feature of this impeachment as to who pulled the trigger.
Exactly, and we've seen a lot of this argument going backwards and forth from political pundits, political operators, congressmen, senators, lawyers, academics, columnists. Ultimately, this is about accountability and trying to lay the blame of the events of January the 6th at somebody's feet. And I think that even if Donald Trump is acquitted, which I think is probably going to happen, the Democrats will still be looking for some way to make him accountable for the events that happened. And ultimately, it'll probably become a matter for history.
Yeah, I think so. All right, great to talk to you, Daniel. We shall watch with great interest, and we might give you a call back, actually, when we get some news through.
Indeed, no trouble at all. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.